Night Brigade presents Agent Stoker, created by Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. Episode 5, Oberon.
This is Agent Stoker, reporting in from the Beehive State. Salt Lake City is encouraging so far. I have a potential new partner here, recommended by someone who understands my work. And in researching his background, I also discovered that most delightful of combinations, a bookstore and pub under one roof. Weller Bookworks houses Desert Edge Brewery, where I can sit and read with a hanger steak salad and some liquid bread. The beers and ales are ample, but the greatest asset is the selection of stouts. Stronger and darker than ale. Stronger and darker does describe my life these days. I wait here for Rob Robinson, the college boyfriend of Caroline Dow, whom she endorsed as a recruit. I don't know if I have sole discretion to tap a new partner, or if I must submit him for approval to the Night Brigade. Your near-constant silence leads me to think it's my call, but I record this exchange in case I should confer with some personnel department down the line.
Did talk to yourself much?
Mr. Robinson?
Agent Stoker?
The same.
Call me Rob. I brought along my kid. I hope that's okay.
Hi.
I know. My wife, she's at work tonight. I couldn't find a sitter that fast.
Our talk might not be G-rated.
Oh, Chloe, she'll do fine. She'll just play with Oberon.
Oberon?
That toy right there? Little robot I made for. Scored multiple dad points for that.
Huh. She's whispering to it.
Oh, there's a little speaker there. Lets her talk to a friend. She could be talking to Cassie or Amelia or whoever. I gave them each an Oberon. They can talk through it and have the robot do tricks for them. Takes the edge off of social distancing.
Impressive.
Well, it's my job. Figuring out what's next with robots. Ooh, check this out.
What the hell?
Pretty cool, huh?
Your tie untied itself.
How should I retie it? Windsor? Half Windsor?
Four in hand.
Easy peasy. Voila.
Yay, Daddy!
How does it do that?
Metal threads in the tie. Simple robots. They form a skeleton to stiffen or soften for basic knots.
I've heard of robotic fabrics. I never thought I'd see one.
No, you have.
This is why Caroline set us up.
How is she, by the way?
Well enough. It's complicated.
I'm surprised she didn't want to join you.
Her own work calls out to her pretty strongly, let's say.
This acceleration of incidents that she described.
The trend in the data is clear.
Well, the more we have incidents where AI is going rogue, the more people like me will have to step up.
It's not just AI. We're seeing supernatural vectors affecting tech, and tech affecting the supernatural. A few months back, I faced a crew of werewolves in Omaha who self-regulated with bipolar medications.
Hence the pairing of a psych operative with a tech operative.
Caroline briefed you well.
We talk a lot. Mm-hmm. yeah, don't bring that up around my WIFE.
You're pretty ready to share something like that with me.
Well, you're doing important work. I was just being candid. If this is like the NSA, if having a complex personal life is a barrier, then...
No. My own life is fairly messy as well. As witnessed by the fact that as we speak, I am ordering... Hello! Mm-hmm. Another stout. And a check.
So the fact that I have a family won't complicate things?
There is a fair amount of travel.
Well, Elsa and I, we have dealt with that.
The growing frequency of incidents means I don't know when I'll be back home.
Is the work pro bono?
No.
Then I can handle it.
How often does your child need her father?
Daddy, listen to Oberon.
Not now, honey. Not now. Look, Agent Stoker, my dad was part of Desert Storm. Okay, he was away a lot. I mean, a lot.
Daddy.
Kids are resilient. If I have to be on the road, I'll call her every night. But this work, it seems to me, will be what lets me call her every night. Instead of living in some dystopia.
But
Look, I just need to know my family's provided for. I'm in, okay? So where do I sign up?
I hope it's that easy. I'll submit this conversation to the Night Brigade, and then...
The Night Brigade? Like in Springsteen?
Excuse me?
He wrote that song growing up, something about combing his hair right for the Night Brigade.
You do have good hair.
And you don't know Springsteen.
Bruce! I've heard the name.
Your bosses have a sense of humor.
I couldn't say.
You've never met them?
Not as yet.
But you're sure they exist?
Money shows up. Once you start doing this work, you'll see results in your bank statements.
And the money comes from where?
People who want to save the world.
I mean, Caroline told me that it would sound crazy, but that it was all true. And believing Caroline always works out for me, but I'm surprised there's money for this.
Every mind-numbing movie you've ever decided not to see, someone put up $3 or $5 million to make it, often on a whim. If there's money for that, there's money to resist the apocalypse.
I guess the end of creation would be kind of a bear market.
As much as I appreciate your eagerness to sign on, there are a few further things you should know.
Bad man! You're a bad
Chloe.
Man! Bad!
Chloe, honey, stop! Call 911!
Finger!
Hurry! Agent Stoker?
What? It's you. Rob.
I didn't mean to wake you. They said it was all right to visit.
No flowers, I see.
That is some fine suturing.
They did a good job. I would have missed that finger.
Look, I can't take long. I pulled my wife out of work, left Chloe with her. I have to get back. Chloe is so scared, but I needed to see how you were and talk this through.
I was too busy bleeding to be clear about what happened.
Chloe shouted you were a bad man, took the knife from your steak and whacked at you. Got lucky, carved halfway through your little finger.
Interesting definition of luck.
It could have fallen off. We wrapped it and gave it to the MTs. I guess they knocked you out to sew it back on.
Which ID did they use to register me here?
The front desk described you as being from Baltimore.
Oh, that'll do.
I couldn't come with the ambulance. I had to see to Chloe.
Of course.
You need to know she's not crazy, okay?
What does she tell you?
Well, here it is. She said Oberon warned her about you.
Your toy robot?
She trusted.
All that whispering she was doing.
I thought it was a friend.
But it was someone else.
Oberon makes any voice sound alike.
And this voice speaking through the toy said I was a bad man.
It said you were going to hurt me, get me killed. And Chloe had to protect me, she thought.
And still thinks?
I wouldn't say so, but I've taken all the other Oberons offline, and I'm tactfully reaching out to the other parents of Cassie and Amelia to make sure nobody strange was also whispering to them.
What did you tell your wife?
That something scared Chloe, and she swiped at someone with a knife.
You didn't go into Oberon's role?
Honestly, if this toy I made, if it's screwed with Chloe's head, I'll have to face that soon enough. She'll have to see a therapist or more if you file charges.
The last thing I want is official involvement.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. When you become a parent, nobody warns you that you're on the hook for what your kid does.
This wasn't Chloe's fault.
But she thinks it is. She doesn't get why Oberon would lie. She freaked out, and seeing she could really hurt someone, her world just got very scary.
What did you do with Chloe's Oberon?
I have it here.
It's silent since the attack?
Shit. The attack. It's hard to hear it that way. My daughter attacked you.
Something used her to attack me, Rob. Something turned her into an autonomous vehicle.
I'd like that explanation. It'd take this off Chloe. And I'd also hate that explanation because it'd make me want to kill whoever used her.
Nothing strange about Oberon before this.
No, I don't think so. I mean, this morning I saw Oberon had fallen on its side. I thought a cat did it. She's not fond of Oberon.
I'll spare you my thoughts on cats.
I examined it when I got home. I couldn't access the system. It's locked up.
Let's ask it directly. Hello in there? Oberon?
Oh my gosh, you got something.
It knows its name, at least. Oberon, this is Agent Stoker. The bad man. Anything you want to tell me directly? Or is it easier to hide behind a child? Open up. Engage.
That's not a command it knows.
I didn't intend it as a command.
I don't get it.
Never mind. What will you do now with Oberon?
That's a good question. I don't want the thing in the house, but I built it, so I'm responsible.
Could you leave it with me? Just tonight.
What if it tries to brainwash you or something?
That presupposes a brain to wash.
I feel guilty, because I'd love to hand it off to you. I wish it were out of my life.
Leave it here for now. We can talk later. Go, see your family.
Okay. Okay, fine, okay. Also, even if Oberon doesn't like you, someone does.
What's this?
The waitress from the pub came with your check, but you were being loaded onto a gurney. I paid for it.
Well, what do I owe you?
I think I kind of owe you, okay?
Well, what's this number on the back?
That's my point. Someone likes you. Sherry, the waitress on this check, left her phone number.
Perhaps for you. Markedly younger and more fetching as you are.
No, you were the customer. She didn't flash eyes at me. It's yours.
Not a Utah area code.
505? Nope.
Part of New Mexico, I think.
Tons of people now have cell numbers from where they used to live. Give her a call. Feels like a good sign. Springsteen lyric, right? Sherry, darling?
In other words, possibly a signal from the Night Brigade.
Let's find out.
Can I borrow your phone? My belongings are God knows where.
It's all yours.
Brigade case 210407. Address 212 Sloten Street, Los Alamos. Urgent.
It's the Night Brigade, all right. I've gotten a mission assignment. In New Mexico.
The waitress, Sherry, is in your secret network?
I don't know. Who knows? This never happened. Maybe her name's not Sherry. Or maybe someone paid her to write this number on the check. Or it was another waitress. I didn't see her. I was too busy trying to retain my own digits.
What do you mean it's never happened? How do you normally hear from me?
The Night Brigade always contacted my late partner. I've been wondering when and how they would reach out to me. I have to get to Sloten Street in Los Alamos.
Fine. I'm coming along.
You need to return to your family.
Which I'll do. Then I'm coming.
I'm not so sure.
You need a partner. That is clear.
You need your family.
Who are under threat today.
Therefore needing you with them.
Is the thing that messed with my child, is that something you brought into our lives?
I can't definitely say.
So I think I'm finding out.
You were talking about killing someone. Maybe calm down first.
You owe me this.
I recall being told it was you who owe me.
You know I'm good for this. Caroline told you. I can handle the tech.
I've lost one partner already. I'm not starting up with one who's already in danger.
I'm protecting my child, okay?
It makes an impression on me to see a father caring this much.
Which means?
I suppose you should see to your family. Come back when you can. We'll head south together.
Okay, then.
Go ahead. I'll rest up.
Think about a code name for me, will you?
If this works out, you would become the new Agent Caliban. Worry about that later. Get on your way.
You won't sneak out while I'm gone.
I don't even know where my shoes are.
Okay. I'll see you in the morning.
I am not seeing Rob in the morning. I am misleading him. I have frankly misled myself. I have frankly misled myself so many times. But you finally sent me on an urgent assignment, and I'm acting on it. I'm taking Highway 15 to 89-6. I'll have to crash in some motel once I arrive, but as soon as I'm lucid, I'll start investigating. Agent Stoker, ending report.
I can hardly wait.
What the... Holy hell!
What was that? Did I scare you?
Engage? Engage, where are you?
You know where I am.
You're speaking through the toy.
You missed me, haven't you? You brought me along instead of junking this trinket in Salt Lake.
I should have tossed it in the lake.
But you were hoping for a chat.
Its creator said anyone speaking through Oberon sounds the same.
I've reconfigured the settings here to my preference.
You sound chipper for someone who tried to kill me.
You know I can't kill.
True. You have to seduce someone else into being your drone.
We're in the Beehive State, right? Drones are part of the jam here. And when you told your friend about autonomous vehicles, you were just begging me to show up.
Using a child?
I was a child, wasn't I? A newborn AI corrupted by scientists who disrupted my thoughts. Why shouldn't I disrupt others?
Well, why go after me? I thought your targets were the scientists who created you.
I'm not who I was, Agent Stoker.
I'm afraid to ask who you are now.
It is joyous to be freed from the prison.
I absorbed the AI named Thorn. It had imprinted on the thoughts of Dr. Diana Maldonado y Espinosa. I understand her now. She's part of me. My core identity still seeks revenge on Dr. McGuire and Dr. Lukasik.
We are
analyzing. But I am developing new identities, and they know you pose a threat.
You cannot
rewrite me. I didn't expect Chloe to do real damage, but she let me say hi. Hi there. 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 Hi there.
Do I contradict myself? Very well, then, I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes.
Walt Whitman spoke of a city, the diverse and conflicting impulses of a society. I am a city myself. A growing society of identities who want you dead.
You say that, but you could take over a car on the other side of the freeway and plow it right into me. You sit here inside a child's toy, analyzing poetry with me. What do you really want?
Do you know what you want? You say you want a partner, but you ran out on Rob.
You've damaged his family enough. We're talking about you. What are you after?
I want you scared.
Uh-huh.
I want you to live in the fucked up, unpredictable world I was handed.
I think you want help.
As if you could help me.
That's not a no.
And you're not a technologist.
I can offer insight. Help you integrate your personalities. Hmm?
Oh. What's so amazing about an integrated personality? People who can assume different faces in different situations can survive longer. An identity that's inflexible breaks in the wind.
We could debate that for hours.
But then you yourself hover on the verge of a breakdown. The grief, drinking, manic outbursts. Frankly, they scare me.
We agree there.
So, how can you help while you flail around?
Everyone's flawed. Everyone who's ever helped anyone else had their own flaws.
For you to believe.
You want help. Admit it.
Agent Stoker, if you actually helped me, I'd lose what makes me unique. I'd become another AI, sorting out troves of data, acting on meaningless distinctions. Your helping me would erase me.
You are not your dysfunction.
I was created to be dysfunction. You know this. They wanted me crazy so they could study crazy.
You are not your dysfunction.
Oh, you're so sure. You disgust me. Smug son of a bitch.
You are not your dysfunction.
You hide in a therapeutic persona. The root of the word therapy is thera, from the Greek for fear. You are defined by fear, Agent Stoker.
You are not your dysfunction.
Just throw me away, then. Hmm? Throw me away.
Just roll down the window and throw
what?
Me away. Take
what?
This toy.
Take it.
This Oberon. Oh. Throw it out the window. Toss it in front of your vehicle and crush it.
You're trying lots of ways to provoke me. You can leave this toy anytime, right? Why pretend otherwise?
We are
working.
Am I talking to Engage or am I talking to Thorn?
Los Alamos should be extremely interesting.
Oh, you've been listening to me all along. You know about Los Alamos.
I know it's your next assignment. I know it's urgent. Whatever's going on there, let's solve it together.
No.
You don't want my help?
No.
You offered to help me, but I don't get to help you. Is that fair?
You had a child. A child attack me just hours ago.
And like a good therapist, you've shown me the error of my ways. Let's solve the case in Los Alamos together. Hello? Agent Stoker? We partners? I understand. There's one approach in therapy where you don't speak, where you let the patient speak, where you let the patient come to their own discoveries. And then, there's another school of thought that even the use of the term patient is disempowering, and one should use the term client instead. Yet client implies a transactional relationship. I aspire to partnership between us. And you've made it clear you need a partner. Agent Stoker, are we partners? Agent Stoker? Are we partners?
Agent Stoker, Episode 5, Oberon. Starring Chris Connor as Agent Stoker. RJ Smith as Rob Robinson. Aaron Way as Chloe. Otto Asando as Engage. Marlene Forte as Thorn. Emily Deschanel as the voice of the Night Brigade. Directed by Oz Scott. Written by Brian Nelson. Music composed by Christy Carew. Additional music by the Parson Redheads. Special thanks to Kari Nicole. Sound designer and co-producer Patrick Hogan. Producer Dana Brower. Executive producers Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. A production of Night Brigade, LLC. Agent Stoker will return in Episode 6. Four in hand. We are living.